Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a few odds and ends to take care of before we have our interview at 9. Sonia, let's get the reference report for Peggy Lucas.
Okay. You can see that I interviewed the four people she identified, listed on the front of the page, 1 through 4. And then I talked to 6 additional people. And my notes says their comments are included below. I don't mean their specific comments. If I ever made a quote, it never came from one of the 6. Their comments reinforced and made stronger the points I'm making below. So what you're really looking at is the thoughts of 10 people. The first thing I wanted to talk about with Peggy is that she has a blend of several strong characters. She's run the 30-plus year company that she and 2 other colleagues started and has had an extraordinary and successful career running that business. The other thing that people said about her is that she has a very strong grassroots sense. Whenever she's involved with an organization, either as a governing board or in the case of her business, she is very connected to what do our various audiences think, and she has often led that movement. She is considered a collaborator to the extreme, finding her position, presenting her position, caring about it, but then working toward a solution that the entire group can do. And then, finally, a lot of people talked about her as a visionary. She is a quiet person. I don't know how she will come across today, but she's quiet. She is understated. She sits in board meetings and does a lot of listening and questioning, and then moves the group by asking questions that go way beyond where many other people have been. And I wanted to pay attention to the point that one of the references is a gentleman who was involved with many others in creating this process many years ago, and he referred to her as the strongest candidate he's ever seen to be a regent. Then this notion of leadership. Peggy has been involved in many, many organizations. She is seldom in one for long in which she doesn't become a leader. As a very young woman, she got involved with League of Women Voters and went up the ladder to local leadership, state, eventually held a national office. She has served on several athletic boards. You'll notice both connected with the university and more broadly with the state advisory. I want to get the particular, I'm not finding it right here, but I will in a moment. She has been on several of them, and I want to name the particular one that she did with Bill Lester, the Metropolitan Sports Commission. He was on for 25 years, and she was on a great deal of that time. Lots of people talked about her, as I said, as a visionary thinker, and her partner in founding the company said, here's a typical Peggy Lucas story, but as a very young woman, she chaired a urban development task force for the League of Women Voters, and there was a lot of worry at that time, 30-plus years ago, about what do we do about the riverfront, and Peggy kept asking, what is it that people haven't created? What is it that will address not only housing for people who can afford it, but low-income housing? And she and these 2 other people came up with the idea, and he said she really gets credit for that. When we come to financial management, she and really, I don't know if any of our candidates have operated at the scale of the university, but her references say She certainly, for her company, did multi-million dollar projects. 30 years ago, they were multi-million. They would be much larger right now. When she's been a board member, she has always been a clearly understanding the budget enough to be a critique and to continuously learn what she doesn't know and then to provide good oversight. The diversity issue I want to talk about because we've heard from a lot of people about how we have ethnic diversity, gender diversity, and we're going beyond that. And I particularly want to mention what I have in this report, that while Peggy has never, to my knowledge, talked about being an Asian American, she is. She is Chinese and American, born in China. Her family struggled getting out of China. She has the memory of being a child with those constraints, and has a real world view about the university and in her life. The global context is something I think that will be important to her. She is currently doing a project in Istanbul connected to the university and I think understands the scope and his sensitivity to it. She has a particular sensitivity toward women's issues. One of her colleagues told about when she headed the Women's Advisory Committee of the Athletic Department, pardon me, and he, the men's department, there was a movement toward merger. And he said everybody understood that the women's program was better run, better governed, and underfunded. And the men's program, he said, kind of floundered along, but was the one that got the money. And he said Peggy, more than anyone, should be credited with persistently keeping that issue in front of people. And eventually, when they merged, the women's program began to be funded at an appropriate level. She's been involved in many other women's athletic programs. But the diversity of viewpoint that other people have talked about is an issue that I think is very important to mention in relation to her. I mentioned earlier the stakeholder issue. Both when the Viking Stadium was being developed and when the Metrodome roof went down and there was a need to reconfigure, she was the person who's credited with overseeing the stakeholder interview program and managed that long effort to make sure that stakeholders would see in the new Metrodome what they needed. She is currently doing that in relation to the new stadium as well with one of her roles. And then finally, the issue of would she be hardworking enough to be a regent and take this as her top priority. My understanding is that she is about to leave her company after
she already has.
It's already done.
Yeah. And we can hear more about that from her. But, I mean, this is a time when she has freed up time to do this. A couple of the EDs I talked to with whom Peggy said she's very demanding of herself. She works very, very hard on her tasks, and she expects them to. So you wouldn't consider coming into a meeting as an ED without everything extraordinarily well prepared. But then once they get rolling, they say she would never be the person that would interfere. She just holds them to very high standards. I think the last point that I want to make is that both of the executive directors said when they were trying to move issues along and needed to understand the rest of the where people were, she would be the go-to person. And they could say to her, what's going on? And she would understand and where people were. And he said it was very useful because she wouldn't do that in an effort to move her position. She just is such an observer and a watcher that she knows what's going on and can be very useful. The final comment then is that several people, both her four identified references and others, said they could see her working very well as a regent because people trust her. They know she does her work. They know that she's authentic. She will never take credit for anything, and she helps to work towards solution. And I kept looking for weakness and asking people, and the only thing that I heard was not so much a weakness, but a characteristic. She's understated. She's quiet. She will do a lot of work. She is never going to ask for limelight. And so while I don't necessarily think that's a weakness, it is a characteristic that was mentioned many times, that that isn't why she gets involved in these issues. So any questions that I might be able to add to?
Go ahead.
Sorry. My only question is, you mentioned she's currently doing some work for the university in Istanbul.
Yes.
I'm assuming that is not
exactly.
Consulting
not
or employment. Or
the College of Design is having a tour to Istanbul. They invited me to. It's somebody has a hotel over there with the university connection. It's just a trip.
It's not an employment.
No, okay. Absolutely. It's an advisory committee. Yes.
Yes, Jerry.
I'm not sure you're able to find anything with this. You know, she came within one vote here of not being accepted as an application. How did that come about, that somebody with these credentials, being all these people wanting her to do this, takes till the very last day to actually apply?
I am not certain about that. I think it's a terrific question to ask her. I do know that she was out of the country. I do know she had foot surgery. I don't think that she would consider that a good excuse. I think that she was very surprised. I think another regent asked her if she had applied, and she said, oh, my gosh, she had slipped that deadline. But that's very appropriate to ask her about.
Yeah.
I mean, Del.
Sure.
Given the fact that she's been writing for 30 years, she's got the what's called distant past employer listing there. And I don't know how to interpret Ramsey County welfare. You could interpret that two ways. And do you know if she worked for the welfare?
I know that she used to be a caseworker.
Okay, so this is an employment issue.
Yes.
She's a Peace Corps volunteer.
Okay,
right.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Very good.
She was in the Peace Corps?
Yes. And you know, one of the things perhaps related to her international scope is that she and her husband were very, very early Peace Corps volunteers. And that sensibility has really continued. They travel a lot, always educationally, and in her DNA to be globally oriented.
Sally has another bit of information in that.
I was just going to let you know that Peggy did resubmit her application after typed. And if anyone wanted a copy, I know you all write on your copies anyway, so if you want another.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't know if it's her fax machine
it's
or ours.
It's exactly the same.
Just typed.
Yeah, I went through it word for word, and it's exactly the same as what she submitted.
So Sally, I'm going to take one as well.
And unfortunately, I'm not sure if it's fax.
Dennis, I succeeded in leaving it on.
If someone would enlighten me a little bit. It appears that one of the key governing boards that she was involved with was the Met Sports Facilities Commission. How large of a commitment? That's a paid position? Or is it voluntary?
I don't think that was paid.
But their bigger commitment is the new Viking Stadium, and I think you need to ask about that, because what the question to her is not only that, how's she going to manage her own personal empire going from a staff to a solo performer? And I've been working on that for 2.5 years, and to say it's a culture shock, being a consultant in a tub on your own bottom, I'm still sort of in shock.
I think
ask her that, because I have an athletic question I want to ask her about.
I believe the Sports Facilities Commission is 9 members, if I remember correctly, something like that. It might be 7. They are probably get a per diem, but they are not.
It's not a paid
compensated right. Other than a per diem. Correct. I suspect they get a per diem, and I'm going to guess 9.
So is it a one-day meeting a month, or is it in scope?
Well, I don't know the number of meetings per month or per anything, but I know that she has a committee that is looking at stakeholder opinion, and I think that is the major part of her commitment. Again, a question to ask her.
But as her application states that she's no longer on the commission board.
Right. She is doing this committee work.
Okay.
The Metropolitan Sports Stadium Commission, I think, went away with the new stadium, which is a paid position, I think, now with the members of that new stadium commission.
Yeah, and she
but she is a part of the committees, I think, that are reporting on a volunteer basis under that structure.
Yes. Yes.
Great comments. Although we need to keep moving.
To do because people were very engaged. I think we all found our
outside. Are there any other comments, Peggy Lucas? Sally, is there anything that we need to do before the interview? Well, let's try to check one off the list.
Should I announce the additional?
So the minutes were passed out. They were on our places from the December 7th meeting. Does anyone have any? We'll just take a couple seconds and review them.
Okay, that came out this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out where I put it. See the cover sheet of that?
Oh, you don't have one. I had a couple. Maybe
does anyone have any questions, comments, corrections?
Oh, okay.
I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Dan
second.
And David with the second. Dan and David with the second. Any further question or discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Zero Sally, we can check one thing off the list. So, okay. So after our interview this morning, one of the things we're going to talk about are voting procedures, and we may need a quick, with David and Harriet and I might have a quick session before we head into that, so we can offer suggestions on maybe some modifications that we might want to make to the voting and the numbers, and we'll need to review with Sally what our membership actually is and how that applies, and Sally has a great understanding of that.
She laughs.
Yes, and we did learn that we had, coming into this session, we had 3 additional appointments. Ardell was one of them, and Daryl Thompson and Bert Mackesy, thank you. Mr. Mackesy and Mr. Thompson could not join us. They were invited to join us, and they could not join us. Sally, were there other appointments? No. Okay. So.
One this morning.
What?
There may be one more this morning.
Morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a fresh update of who we have as members after the interview process. The new members who haven't sat through. I mean, if someone was appointed, they couldn't just walk in and vote. I mean,
right.
That isn't an issue. But we do have to be careful that we know how many members we have, so we know how many what the voting thresholds and criteria are. So we'll have fresh numbers after the interview with Peggy. So why don't we stay on schedule and take a quick break? We'll bring Peggy in, assuming she's here, and we'll.
She is here. Okay. Sally said.
Great. We'll try to get started in a couple minutes.
Okay.